Well, we're feeling pretty cheery here at Northland Morning today because the phone has been ringing and folks have been becoming new and renewing members. And even when the weather outside is frightful, that is something that makes us feel pretty good. And I've been saying all along, I've kind of been clinging to this psychologically, that Larry is going to explain why it is a good thing that the weather is like it is. And even if I'm still not excited about the weather, I will understand the weather's importance in the big picture. And that is one of the many reasons that we love Larry Weber, our host of Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. But you know, Lisa, I think one of the big things that really would get people to pledge is if you would let it be known that your voice is at KUMD. No place else can they hear Lisa Johnson.
So that's very
that's a pledge right there.
That's very true, I guess. If that's a good thing, yeah, I guess that's fair. I guess that is very true.
Unless you're sneaking off to some other radio station sometime.
No, I did that once upon a time. Okay. I actually did. I was very poor, and I worked in two different radio markets,
ooh,
and under one name in one market and one name in another market.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was young and sneaky then.
Some of us, if we were in a position like that, we'd probably use the wrong letters on the air, and that wouldn't work good. I wanted to talk a little bit. Yeah, weather is going to be the big news. Whether it's going to be snow or whether it's going to be wind, it's going to be weather. And looking at the statistics for the first 10 days of April, the first one-third of April, we had three times, at least at my house here, we had zero or below. And I think I said last time that until this year, I had only once ever seen below zero in 40 years of keeping weather, only once ever seen below zero in April. And so that kind of got rewritten during the first week of April. The last time was Sunday on the 8th when we had zero here. The Weather Service reported a +2, which was a record-setting temperature for low temperature for that date as well. Anyway, the average temperature for all that time was about 20 degrees. Now, this is what I find interesting. We had, shortly thereafter, we had a warm-up. And I hope you took advantage of Wednesday of this week where we had sunlight. At my house, we got up to 50. The official high at the Weather Service was 47. I hope you took advantage of that because we had a nice, mild day. The interesting statistic is that temperature, 47, is the average high for this time of year. Or to put it in different words, we should be getting a lot of days like that, but not so. Statistics continue to go on that I find interesting. Tomorrow is day 170 of our continuous snow cover, starting with October 27. 170 is usually about our limit. Even years where we get a great amount of snow, 170 days is about as much as it lasts. I want to see it to go to 182 or 183. Why? Because that would tell us that would be half of the year. Also, it's been over 150 days since we've had our lake freeze up here. Now, that varies at different places, but that can often linger into May, and we'll see. The way it looks right now, it looks like it's going to happen. Well, so we've got past that little bit of a cold snap, and now the issue is going to be snow. Now, you asked me to say some positive. I said a couple of positive things last time, and I really believe these. I really believe these. Like I said, people didn't always appreciate it when I said it, but I prefer late springs to early springs, and there's a couple of reasons for it. We have a little critter that lives out here called a deer tick. And that deer tick has been known to carry a disease known as Lyme disease. Well, deer ticks are active. Wood ticks are active in the spring, too. But deer ticks are active pretty much any time there's no snow on the ground. And the longer we have snow, the more we delay this critter. And I think that's a good thing. Also, the more we have snow, the more we delay the fire season. We are getting snow melt right now, and when that snow melts, the grasses that have died because of the snow, on being under the snow, are dried out, and they're very much of a fire hazard, and April is often our fire month. Well, by getting more snow, that delays that. Also, this is to me the biggest one of all. When I was out on my walk this morning, I noticed one particular vernal pond that I've been keeping an eye on. I think the snow levels and the water levels are low, and I don't think that's a good sign for spring. I think the vernal pond should be nice and plenty of water, and they get that from the melt of the snow. And so, yes, we had very little snow the whole month of March. We already have had about as much in April as we've had in the entire month of March. We did, fortunately, have plenty of snow in February. But putting those together, we could take some more. I don't think we're going to get the massive amount of snow. Perhaps the biggest downside of the snow this time is what it does to migrating birds. There are a lot of migrating birds that I thought I would be seeing by now that I have not yet seen. There's a couple of reasons for this, one of which is the snowstorms seem to be passing to the south of us, and this storm is a good example of that, and that will delay the migration and maybe even hurt some of the migrants that are trying to work their way north. So that, to me, is maybe the biggest downside. But otherwise, yeah, we could live with it. I'd say, yeah, get out and enjoy. Go down to Park Point and take a look at the crashing waves, you know. it's just a cool thing to see. It's all part of the scheme of nature in springtime. We have one factor, however, that is constantly moving towards spring, and that is we have now reached 13.5 hours of daylight. Before the month is over, we will be up to 14 hours. That doesn't stop, and that continues, and yeah, there will be a spring. I think we can all count on that. And I've noticed a number of things this week that tell it is happening. Long anticipated, I finally saw a robin in my neighborhood last Sunday on the 8th. By the next morning, it was singing. I heard them again singing this morning. Despite the forecast, the robins were singing. I also heard a mourning dove singing a couple different places this week. Other things of note, I have had this giant flock of redpolls that have been hanging around the bird feeder. It's up now to over 100. And I think what's going on there is they are migrants. And I wouldn't be surprised one day I look out there and they're all gone. The redpolls are northern birds. And this is where they spend the winter. They head back north from here, and they gather into these big flocks, and they feed a lot and so forth. And when they're restless and ready to go, they just take off.
So in what you're saying, Larry, is that the redpolls are here, and they're going, no, we need to go someplace more north, more inhospitable than Duluth.
Well, you might say that, but if you look at the weather map, you'll see that north of us is not forecasted to get much snow. And if you get further inland, they're not going to get that much wind either. So maybe they got the right idea.
It's very possible.
There is some breaking up of the ice on the St. Louis River, and I've been seeing a number of
water. That's what I was thinking of. Literally, yes, got a little excited there. Last year,
yep.
You told me about white pelicans in our area,
mm-hmm.
and I've been excited and been burbling to you for years about the white pelicans in the western part of the state that I get to photograph when I go home, and you mentioned the white pelicans on the St. Louis River, and I want to say that my photos were dated from last year around the 28th, 29th of April when I went and took their pictures, and I wondered if you'd seen them yet.
Oh, no, I haven't seen them. That's a really good question. That's what I was talking about here. I have seen a number of water birds, but not yet the white pelicans. I usually don't see pelicans until the end of April, and if I really want to see them, I think I would go and wait until early May. But, yes, they've been congregating every year along the St. Louis River. I expect it will happen again this year. There is some breaking up of the ice out there, and things like Canada geese and mallards and golden eyes, that all pretty much hang around. They're out there. But there's also a couple kinds of mergansers, hooded and common mergansers. And then yesterday when I was out there, I also saw some tundra swans and some bufflehead, wood ducks and so forth. So there are some birds that are out there. There are some migrants that are showing up. I have still not yet seen the elusive red-winged blackbird. Now, a red-winged blackbird, when it comes back and starts to sing, is anything but elusive. They are very obvious and really let you know they're back. But apparently not for me. I've been checking several swamps. I must have about 10 places I've been checking, and I have yet to see one at all. There's a number of other birds that I often would have seen by this time, sapsucker, flicker, various kinds of sparrows and so forth, and no, they haven't been here either. But like I say, I think those are the migrants, and the migrants have to deal with the weather conditions to the south of us. There is, however, another one that is a great addition to the spring, and that is the ruffed grouse. I've been hearing them drumming on a regular basis lately, and so that's neat. They first started drumming on the 11th, and I've heard them ever since then. So, yeah, Lisa, there really is a spring. So, yes.
We just have to kind of manufacture it until it actually gets here.
Listen to KUMD. That would help.
Thank you, Larry. As always, Larry Weber, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.